day. Well, it seemed so cool when I walked you home, kissed goodnight. I said it's love, you said alright. It's funny how I could never cry until tonight, and you passed by.
Yeah. WMFO, Medford. Whoa, got to turn the headphones down. Ears exploding. Mike here on the mic. Pratik's here. I'll talk to you in a second, right? Hi, Pratik.
Hey, man.
What's going
on,
man? How are you?
I'm good, man.
Good.
I'm good. A little sleepy, but good.
Oh, God, don't remind me. Okay, we'll talk to you in just a second. Hang on. Okay, so let me tell you what we played. Started off with brand new local noise, more local noise from our friend Special Guests. Brand new single called Damaged from Al Petulis and the guys and gals and Special Guests. My Jerusalem was right after that from the CD called A Little Death. It's a happy little CD. No One Gonna Give You Love. It's such a great track. REM after that from a collection is where I got that. It's called In Time, The Best of REM. What's the Frequency, Kenneth? I think it was Dan Rather, right, that somebody ran up on the street and said that and was all over the place. And they wrote a song about it. Roxy Music after that from Roxy Music Collection. I'm into collections today. Don't know why. Dance Away. Always nice to hear that. And, you know, a lot of people love the Waterboys. I like the Waterboys. And it's only because I hear them a lot. And after a while, you just sort of want to hear something else. I found this the other day, and I hadn't heard this in a while. Fisherman's Blues, 1988's title track from that CD. Waterboys. What a great track. Okay, so 10:10 in the morning, going to play some new noise. This makes me very happy. New noise from the Wild Feathers, and then we'll be back with our friend Pratik right after that here at WMFO. Who doesn't love quitting time? I love quitting time. Hope my boss isn't listening because that would be bad. Yeah, whatever. 10:13 in the morning here. Mike here with Pratik. Oh, by the way, that was, I told you, the Wild Feathers. Brand new record coming out called Greetings from the Neon Frontier. Quitting time. Nice. Hi, Pratik.
Hey, Mike.
How's going on?
It's good stuff's going on, man. That was a really good song.
Yeah, I mean, I a lot of Americana kind of, you know, folk country stuff lately has been really piquing my ears. I like them a lot, the Wild Feathers.
Yeah, they go hard.
They
like,
do.
They rock out. I like it.
It was really good. I mean, either they're kind of power poppy with a hook, which I love.
Yeah.
Or they're doing this kind of stuff. So they're a really talented band.
Yeah, man.
Like them a lot. Speaking of really talented, and don't blush on me, for God's sake.
Oh, God,
this is your
stop.
Third visit here. And yeah, really glad to have you back here.
Thanks,
busy,
man.
busy for you. You're doing this full time now. Explain.
I am indeed. Yeah. Well, I kind of, you know, I've been doing the whole like musician with a day job thing, and you know, it was all right, but I don't know, man. You know, this is gonna sound bad, but
go for
honestly,
it.
Like there has I've never worked a day job, in my life that I've, you know, like really had my heart in as much as music.
Sure.
Anytime I was at a desk or on the counter at an overworking counter at a cash register or whatever, I was just thinking about booking the next gig, writing the next song, whatever, you know?
You've got to go for it, you know? Well, you've got to do it.
Thanks, man. There's like a whole bit. You everybody watch on the live stream, or you know, everybody listening right now, y'all probably know about Bo Burnham, and he's got this whole bit about it. It's like, you know, it's like follow, you know, just following your dreams isn't like the best idea, you know? And it's like, you know, it's like a lottery winner telling you to like sell all your stuff and buy lottery tickets.
Yes,
you know?
It's really funny that you mentioned Bo, because I just was reading about him as I was doing some research for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's definitely all...
He's a smart guy. He's great. But I guess kind of getting back, you know, into it. And I guess it's like, you know, but I'm doing this full time. And I guess the way that I'm kind of trying to approach it is that I'm not looking to win the lottery, but I am, you know, looking to do something that I actually care about. Life's too short not to have your heart in anything.
Yeah. It's scary though, and I know that.
Yeah.
But you're doing a lot of stuff. I mean, like every Wednesday night now at 5 p.m., you do a live sing-along kind of thing.
I do.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, you may not know this, but I have, like, I don't want to brag, but I have unlimited on my phone. So
nice.
I like watch and listen to you on the way home. I don't watch as much as I listen, but I stream you because I'm driving home at that time on a Wednesday night, so that's really good.
Appreciate that.
I think it's a good idea because you get yourself out there.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know?
There's so many different ways to get yourself out there, and you know, it's like I love playing live, I guess like live at a venue or whatever, but I don't know, there's something nice about doing something that's very, you know, just informal. I have a room with a couch and some pretty decent lighting, and I just figured why not, I'll just set up and do a live stream, because you know, like I have a lot of friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it can be hard to invite friends to a show because, you know, maybe they got to go see.
Yes.
Maybe they have a family thing. Maybe, you know, they're working or whatever. So I figured, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
reach people where they live.
I've known you for a couple of years now, and I've never gone to see you play live because I'm a horrible person. But I mean, but it's just true. I mean, I don't go a lot, and I will, you know, but I do get to see that, to your point.
Yeah.
You know
and,
what I mean?
You know, and there's like a lot, you know, and there's a lot of people for, you know, and there's a lot of, I've been so lucky over the past couple of years. There are, you know, like there's this really solid group of fans and a really solid group of people who do come to see my shows. And because there's that group, I kind of feel bad for, you know, people who've like been saying, oh, I've been meaning to make it to see you live. But I'm just like, I had this work thing. I had this family thing, you know, And I'm just like, I should reach these people too. So, you know, I figured it's reach people.
People got stuff going on.
Yeah.
They do. But you're also really pushing ahead with the live thing too. You've got two gigs next week.
Yes, I do.
One on the 5th.
Yes, I do.
Yep. Talk about those a little bit. And one on the 7th too.
Yeah. So on this July 5th, for all you Cambridge and Somerville folks, I'm going to be at Zuzu over in Central Square. So I'm really excited about that. I'm playing with Lady Lupine and Athena Desai, and they're two absolutely fabulous acts. We've got some really special collaborative sing-alongs planned for that night, so you
nice.
Do not want to miss that.
Nice. Zuzu.
Yes. And we're calling it the July 4th Hangover Show. because it's going to be on July 5th.
You can predict the future.
Yeah, funny how that works, huh? Yeah. But and in that spirit, those I mentioned we have sing-alongs. We have some very specific songs picked out that we're all going to sing together and do some crazy harmonies on that are sort of in that after July 4th spirit. I'm being mysterious now because I want y'all to come to that show, but really it's going to be a great time. So I hope to see you there. So that's on July 5th. And then on July 7th, I'm going to be opening for Charlie Farron, up in Lowell.
Mm-hmm. Nicest guy in the world.
I've heard a lot of good things about him.
He's wonderful dude.
He seems like he's a really unassuming, sweet guy. And that's, it's really great to hear. And I mean, like he was like in the Joe Perry Project and, you know, and anybody who's hanging with the guys from Aerosmith is good in my book. So I'm really excited.
You'll be impressed, both with just him as a human and just with his work. I'll call it.
It's
just great stuff.
Heck yeah.
But you know, I'm not very tall, and he is, so I'm always like looking up at him. He's a great guy, though.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. So I'd love to have you play a couple of things live. What do you think?
Absolutely, man.
So you told me about this new song you've done, and I asked you if it's spelled with a K because it's Kalamazoo.
Yes,
and I'm thinking about it. It's like, how else would it be? You don't spell Kalamazoo with a C. But it's Kalamazoo. What's with that title? Would you come up with that?
Well, so the song was kind of inspired by the sort of like the immediate post-grad life of my brother. Right after he got out of college, he moved to Kalamazoo, Michigan for a job. It seemed like it was a really good deal because he could afford to live by himself, and it was a really nice job as a, you know, as a software engineer, at a pretty nice sized company. But while he was there, he was kind of having a rough time of things, and he fell in, I guess, I don't want to say he fell in with a bad crowd, but he fell in with a crowd who were all of people who were all having a rough time of things. And a lot of them were struggling with alcoholism or whatever, you know, sort of, you know, the or, you know, problem drinking at the very least. Mm-hmm. And he spent a lot of time around them, and he recently moved back to Massachusetts. And, you know, he was kind of telling me about that, you know, particular time in his life. And I guess, like, the way that he was talking about it kind of struck home with me, because I've had some friends who've struggled with, if not alcoholism, then at the very least kind of, like, you know, problem substance use. Not to name names or to shame anyone, because they were all going through pretty rough times. They've all got their own issues, and I'm also very happy to say they're also, like, you know, both my brother's friends and the people I've known who struggled with that are really working on stuff. Mm-hmm. But I guess, long story short, that sort of position of watching people you care about struggle with addiction and being extremely frustrated at them, and being angry with them and also caring about them and also being angry with them kind of led to this song. So,
okay. This is Kalamazoo, everybody, live in Studio A. It's Pratik at WMFO.
No one likes you when you're stoned. They just hate to be alone. But not so much they'll take you home. No one likes you when you're stoned. No one likes you when you're drunk. But you're too big to call a punk. You'll sail that ship until it's sunk. No one likes you when you're drunk. So find a bar, find a girl, drink your beer, stay up late, drive home high. Forget your job, forget the bills, run your mouth, chase the thrills. I swear that this is gonna be your year. The gang's all gone, but you're still here. No one wants to be like you. Bloodshot eyes and a broken tooth. And growing up is hard to do. But no one wants to be like you. So find a bar, find a girl, drink your beer. Rule the world. Stay up late, drive home high. Forget your job, forget the bills, run your mouth, chase the thrills. And swear that this is gonna be your year. The gang's all gone and you're still here in this town. Where all you do is drown, away from every lifeline you've been thrown. A bottle's not a place to build a home. So find a bar, find a girl, drink your beer, rule the world. Stay up late, drive home high. Forget your job, forget the bills, run your mouth, chase the thrills. And swear that this is gonna be your year. The gang's all gone and you're still here. You're still here. You're still here. The gang's all gone and you're still here.
Really nice.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey,
so what was, when you say the gang's all gone but you're still here, was that to your brother?
I wasn't sure. That was kind of more to his friends. Just like, you know, the basically just drinking to the point where you're the last person at the bar. I mentioned the song was kind of about my brother's friends and like some people I knew, and I guess it's kind of not so much about a specific person or specific people, but kind of basically just this sort of imagined person or an archetype, I guess is the term.
Yeah.
That was basically just based on all these people that I knew and all these people that he knew who just kind of didn't know when to stop and cool. were kind of just burying their own pain under more pain.
Cool. Yeah. I like the track a lot. I like the chord structure a lot.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to see, you know, when people visit here over and over, just to see you sort of change the way that you play.
Oh,
you know,
thanks,
I know that, you know, you've been playing a lot, so
thanks,
that's pretty
man.
Cool. So you have something else you want to play live, eh?
Yeah, I do. We're full blown into summer right now, but this is a song of mine called Springtime that I really like playing.
Oh, very timely. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Then the springtime was arriving. Clouds were white instead of gray. Snow ran down into the gutters, and the crocuses woke up to start the day. And I couldn't help but smile, even as my eyes were growing wet. turn my face to the horizon, try to slow the beating in my chest. So give me blue skies in a bottle, give me sunshine in a pill. Give me smiles and give me laughter in a jar I can keep on my windowsill. Cause when the world starts getting colder, I'll feel a decade older, you know I will. So give me blue skies in a bottle, give me sunshine in a pill. Was it what my parents taught me? Was it just how I was born? Cause I'm always counting all the lines around my eyes against the things I haven't done. And every pebble on the sidewalk, every blade of grass that tickled my bare toes is gone, is always gone too soon to somewhere I can't go. So give me blue skies in a bottle, give me sunshine in a pill. Give me smiles and give me laughter in a jar I can keep on my windowsill. Cause when the world starts getting colder, I'll feel a decade older, you know I will. So give me blue skies in a bottle, give me sunshine and a pill. Skies in a bottle, give me sunshine and a pill. Give me smiles and give me laughter in a jar I can keep on my windowsill. Cause when the world starts getting colder, I'll feel a decade older, you know I will. So give me blue skies in a bottle, give me sunshine and a pill. Give me blue skies in a bottle, give me sunshine in a pill.
You know, springtime, everybody. I had heard Kalamazoo before. I think you did that on your 5 o'clock thing. Yeah. But I don't think I've heard that one before. And I was going to say, I really like the light chords. They're very, they put you in the mind of springtime.
Yeah.
And then the whistling. That sealed the deal.
Thanks, right? Man. Yeah.
Sealed the deal. Really happy I feel all springtime, you know?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Thanks, man.
So,
appreciate that.
So last time you were here, you were working on a single that you put a lot of time in.
Yeah.
And it came out, and I played it back then for probably about a month and a half straight. I really like it a lot. Tell me about the song that is Emma, and who is it about, and what's that about? We'll play that afterwards.
Oh, man. Well, Emma is a song that I wrote about a person who I had a relationship with, and you know how it goes. It didn't work out, and I was really sad about it. And then once I stopped being quite as not so sad about it, and you know, once I started being not quite as sad about it, blah. I just figured I'd write a song about it, and I don't know. I didn't think it was anything special, but you know, I started playing it out, and people really seemed to like it.
Very good press on that, yeah.
Well, thanks, man. And about a year ago, I figured, you know, I wanted to record some stuff, and I decided I'd record that song, and I put it out as a single, and people have really been loving it, and I'm really grateful for that. So thanks.
All right, cool. Let's give this one a spin. This is Pratik from was it a year ago already? I don't think it was a year ago. Not quite.
It's not quite a year ago, but it was I started recording about a year ago, and then it came out in November of last year.
Thanksgiving-ish.
Yep.
Okay, this is Emma, everybody. Pratik at WMFO, Medford.
cheek pressed to the pillow. Curve of your hips beneath my hands. I could fall asleep remembering when you said I was your man. And like some stranger in a hallway or an airplane in the sky, I could stay up all night wondering if I ever cross your mind. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies, at telling lies, at telling lies. It's a colder wind that's blowing, and I can barely find the words. Just the boy and all his anger at a New York City girl. Some lovers leave you empty. Some leave you low and mean. Some lovers simply leave you, but they're few and far between. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good telling lies, telling lies, telling lies, telling lies.
It's WMFO, Medford. It's Mike on the mic here with Pratik. Hi, Pratik.
Hey, Mike.
And that was your wonderful single called Emma. Forgive me, but I always say to the folks that are here when I play your music and you're sitting between the big JBL speakers and you're falling into line with everybody else. I mean, biggest grin on your face.
Oh, man.
You know, it's great to hear it in such a nice room and speakers.
Oh,
but obviously you had some percussion there, you had some background vocals. The production's really nice.
Yeah.
Tell us about the recording. Where'd you do it?
Oh man, yeah, well, this was recorded at the record company over in Roxbury.
Oh,
which
wow.
I cannot say enough things about that studio and the people who run it.
Yeah.
Because they are a nonprofit. They run a studio that they are making very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expensive being an artist, being a musician. Studio time is expensive, and the folks who run the record company understand that, and they want to make that studio affordable because they genuinely want to help out the Boston music scene, and they want to make it possible for musicians to afford to record. And yep. So we recorded it there.
Did you have somebody to do the percussion and background vocals, or?
Yep, I had a whole group of musicians that I worked with, and I'm really happy to say that we were actually able to record pretty much like all the basic tracks of that live, so it like really felt like a band was playing together,
yeah.
Which was awesome. And then we went in, the only things that we had to overdub were guitars and vocals and just that. So we were able to do like all the percussion stuff live and everything, and it was really cool because like when I sort of initially got together and put a band together, I was kind of doing it with the intention of playing just louder stuff, and it was really cool to see just the fact that the musicians I was working with were able to like really pull back and play something atmospheric and quiet and dynamic, but really something that required them to pull back, and that was really cool.
And it's a hell of a learning experience for you too.
Oh god, yeah, absolutely, yeah. There were a lot of frustrations in the studio, and at the same time the days that we spent both recording like the basics, and then we spent did a bunch of night sessions for the overdubs, even with just everything about those setbacks included, I was like, oh yeah, this is why I want to be a musician. There's a really funny story actually about when we were doing all those harmony vocals.
Yeah.
So my friend Taylor, who's in a fabulous band called Hawthorne.
Yeah.
She came in one night to do the harmony vocals, and she was really excited because I'm very honored to say that she loves my music, which is a big deal because I love her music. But
yeah, I didn't know that was Taylor. That's wonderful to know because she's been here. And
yeah,
we're talking about her coming back in. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So she's absolutely fabulous. So I was super honored that she was singing on that.
Yeah.
So she came in like a champ. And just laid down, like, basically her and George Woods, who's produced it, her and George Woods and Heather Woods all basically just put their heads together and just came up with the backing vocals, like, as she recorded it. And she just,
what a winning
laid
team
it down,
that is.
You know?
Yeah,
and
yeah, right.
it was mind-blowing to just watch them work and watch them lay down all those tracks. And so she came in. Within a few hours, she was done. She left because she had to actually, she had to go home, because she was getting up early to teach the next morning. And right after she left, the computer program we were working with, that we were recording everything in, crashed.
Oh no.
And, the really unfortunate thing was that, someone had turned the autosave off. So what we ended up doing, we lost all, we lost like the whole session. Now this is where things get really funny.
Yeah.
So it turns out this is crazy. Even when the autosave is turned off, Pro Tools, which is the program we're using, it has this whole thing where it keeps track of, it has like a history. Think of it like the history in your web browser. It can, mm-hmm. Keeps track of every website you visited. Pro Tools has a little history of like every track that's recorded for a particular session. So even when the autosave is turned off, that history was still there. So George Woods went back in to the history and basically just pulled all the different takes out And he was like, this was like after like we record, you know, and you know how it is like in a studio, like you record a bunch of takes. Oh, that's not quite right. Try doing this thing. So there, you know, that's not quite right. Try doing that. Oh, you nailed like the first half of that.
Versions
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there were like all these different takes to sort through, and George Woods, bless that man, he went through all the different takes, pulled out the right ones, basically remixed and re-put everything back together in like a couple of hours. And we were there a little bit longer than we were, but bottom line, yeah, it was, I guess like the best way I can describe it for anybody who isn't a studio person or not like a professional musician, it's kind of like going into a garbage bin. Or like the disposal bin of like a paper shredder,
okay,
and trying to put like a shredded document back together, or a shredded magazine, or a shredded piece of paper back together. And George went and did it. So
well,
yeah,
I can honestly say you'd never know.
Yeah,
from the finished product.
That's why, you know, you said I had this like big grin on my face, and you know that's why, because like. I get to make cool stuff with my friends, and I think that's a pretty great way to live.
Well, George and Taylor and Heather, George's wife, are all musicians in their own right. George handles the open mics
at the Lizard Lounge.
At the Lizard Lounge Monday night. I hope to go Monday night because I'm off this week, and would love to see.
Dude, you got
to
do it.
Yeah, I would love to see George. George is just a wonderful guy.
He is.
And he certainly did well by you, didn't he?
He did. He did. He's. Not only is he a fabulous singer and songwriter in his own right, but
he teaches at Berkeley. Yeah,
he teaches at so you know he's a teacher as well, but he's also just a fabulous producer. He has so many cool ideas, and he's just so great to work with because, like, as a musician, he would I had like a bunch of these songs that I was like, you know, I was used to playing them a certain way, and. Right from the minute that we started working together, George was great about challenging me to think, you know, try new things and like push me out of my comfort zone and be like, what if you did this instead? Or like, what if you did? And he told, and you know, it really, I'm really happy to say that all the stuff that I learned from working with him in those initial sessions is stuff I think about now when I'm sitting down to write new songs.
Yep.
So yeah, I can't give him enough credit for being such a great producer and such a great mentor.
I'm happy that you have those great people around you. That's really good.
I'm grateful, man. I'm so grateful.
So yeah. So let's see. We have time for about one more song, and if we could, I remember the first time that you were here. You had your EP.
Yeah.
And it was what was the title of the EP?
Walking in My Sleep. Yeah.
And we were over in the other studio because we did it in the middle of the week because you couldn't make it on a Saturday.
Yep.
And there was this one track. I don't know if you know I'm going to ask you to do this.
Yeah.
And the song's evolved since then, but the song is great. It's called Stars Ain't Diamonds. Can you do that one live?
I can absolutely do that one
absolutely.
Live.
Absolutely. Okay. It's Pratik live in Studio A here at WMFO.
1, 2, 3, 4... Don't you tell me that you don't know how it burns to cry alone when the sunset fades and all you've got are the tear-stained sheets in your racing thoughts. And there's always strings left untied, and there's always one more last goodbye. And this world will break you if you don't allow your knees to hit the floor. The stars ain't diamonds, and rain ain't tears, and love don't last 1,000 years.
We build our walls, we lock our gates, but we'll all be in the dirt someday. Dressed all in black, dug her nails into my back, but she pulled away by and by. It's times like these I remember why. Stars ain't diamonds, and rain ain't tears, and love don't last a thousand years. We build our walls, we lock our gates, but we'll all be in the dirt someday. Our gates, but we'll all be in the dirt someday. We'll all be in the dirt someday.
Love that track.
Thanks,
love that
man.
Track. Hey, do you remember Kirsten, who does Something About the Women?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
she's
yes,
tuned
yes,
in,
yes.
And she said, I was reminded how great that song is. She also does a show on WMBR. So I've got to get her. She said, I've got to play that on MBR. So I got to make sure I get it to her to do that.
Yeah, I actually recorded. So I recorded the, I guess, like you mentioned that song had evolved. So when I first recorded that song for everybody listening at home, it sounded very, very different. And it was, you know, a little more strummy, a little more sort of like outlaw country kind of thing, I guess.
Still all kinds of awesome,
yeah.
Though.
Thanks, man. But that was the version that initial version was on my first EP. And then the version you just heard was sort of, you know, kind of after the fact. But to get to the point, the version that I just played is I made a video, recorded a video of that with a really fabulous producer named Patrick Hanlon, and that's up on YouTube. And then the audio from that video is out as a single on Spotify and everything. So I'm happy to say that this updated version is out in the world as well.
Okay, and yeah. Folks, you can find that. I can't believe I just called you folks. Everybody listening, you can find Prateek, Prateek, on YouTube, on Facebook as well. And I suppose you have a Bandcamp where you can find that original EP?
Yep, there's I'm on Bandcamp, iTunes, all that stuff. And for anybody who's hip with it, I'm also on Instagram. Just in case Facebook is not quite to your liking these days.
I'm so not hip. I'm just not. All right, so thank
You're
you for
you.
Being here. I'm
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Let's build the next set with some of the friends of ours that we've mentioned today.
Yeah, man.
Let's play some Rachel Marie, who is here.
Man.
Let's play some Taylor Holland, and let's
yes.
play some George Woods.
Yes.
I'm going to lead off the set with something from Rachel called Hello Stranger, and I want to do that one first. Yeah, I know. Your reaction, it's a song about...
It's such a good song.
Just about being kind to people and looking at people as human beings and, hello, stranger, what can I do to help you?
Yep.
How can I be your friend?
Yep.
And that's what it's about, and that's what Rachel's about.
Yep.
And George Woods, I want to play Highest Love, which is a duet with his wife, which is the first one I ever heard from him. And something newer from Taylor called Home will be the first three songs of that set. So thank you very much.
Thanks for having me,
Good
Mike.
Luck with your gigs this week.
Thank you, sir.
And as you've been doing, come back again anytime.
Oh, always, man. Thanks
right.
for having me.
Pratik, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Let's hear Rachel Marie from her new record, False Foundations. This is Hello Stranger at WMFO, Medford.
I was taught by the stories of a Middle Eastern man that I should give when I can, especially in dangerous times, especially when everyone is drawing lines and building walls. Fear, but I understand if trust is hard, and I understand if you're just too scarred, because the problem looks just like me. And I want to believe that in this country, I am not a perfect feminist, I am not a perfect pacifist, and I am not a perfect friend, so while I can't demand perfection, we can demand that the killing end. And I want to believe that in this country, no one has to take the fall, and I will pledge allegiance for all.
Torn from embrace and cast into the world, A screaming little boy and girl, we drew that first breath. We had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. For you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love, will we recall? My highest love, my highest love, my highest love. And strife, we learn to pay the rent. Yes, I learned to forget your face. The scent of your skin lingering like a shadow on a memory.